This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Indiana is continuing to attract major semiconductor-related investments, most recently the planned $4 billion advanced packaging fabrication and R&D plant in West Lafayette from South Korea-based SK Hynix Incorporated. Purdue University and Ivy Tech Community College are looking to improve the workforce, with a partnership launched 2 years ago aimed at fueling a microelectronics pipeline. David Ellie, Vice Chancellor of Ivy Tech's Lafayette campus.
We try to work closely with industry to see what industries are coming on and to stand up programs so that we're graduating students in time to go into the when they're ready to hire. We've got graduates ready to go, but we don't want to get in so early that we're graduating them too soon, and we certainly don't want to be too late.
The Purdue Ivy Tech partnership includes corporate training programs and associate and bachelor's degree curricula designed to align with the industry need, whether it's working in a clean room environment or working on equipment that supports the clean room operation. The industry is facing a worker shortage and the need to fill more than 100,000 jobs by the end of the decade. Based on degree completion rates, forecasts suggest nearly 40% of chip technician jobs could go unfilled. Earlham College announced Wednesday that Paul Snagowski will serve as its 21st president. Snagowski, a graduate of Indiana University, currently serves as the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Pennsylvania. Snagowski will succeed Ann Houtman, who is retiring at the end of the current academic year after 5 years in the role. He will begin his tenure as Earlham's new president on August 1st. In his current role at Penn, he was responsible for launching new minors in environmental humanities and data science. He also helped establish the Penn First Plus office and launched a student advisory board to support first-generation low-income students. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb will lead a delegation to Mexico and Brazil for an economic development trip next week, his office said Thursday. The delegation will focus on building relationships in agriculture and biosciences. The six-day trip with Secretary of Commerce David Rosenberg and several other economic development officials and business leaders will be the governor's first development-related excursion to either country since taking office in 2017, and his second economic development trip this year, following a visit to Canada. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
The Northern Indiana Regional Development Authority, representing the South Bend-Elkhart-Ready region, applied for the maximum $75 million allotment, and the partnership expects the funding to translate into over $2 billion in private and public investments over the next 6 years. In preparation for Ready 2.0 applications, the regional partnership said it hosted several workshops and affordable housing was one of the primary concerns. Taryn McFarland, Vice President of Regional Initiatives at the South Bend-Elkhart Regional Partnership.
We are waiting to understand what our regional allocation is before the full process is rolled out. It'll be on our website. We'll make it very public that the call for proposals is open.
The allocations for the second round of the state's $500 million Regional Economic Acceleration Development Initiative will be announced Thursday. Ready 1.0 funded 17 quality of place projects and 11 programs in 2022 in South Bend and Elkhart, resulting in an estimated $448 million in additional public and private investment, the regional partnership said. Last round, the IEDC awarded the maximum grant amount of $50 million to the South Bend-Elkhart region, one of five to receive such an amount. The Family and Social Services Administration last week announced a waitlist for the Age and Disabled Waiver, meaning that Hoosiers in need of skilled nursing care and other services will be forced to wait. In January, the agency warned that a waitlist could be imminent as it sought to reconcile a nearly $1 billion shortfall in Medicaid. Though FSSA says the waitlist is due to its maximum capacity, under approval from the federal government, the January warning was part of a multi-pronged approach to mitigating a nearly $1 billion variance from the December Medicaid forecast. The agency said the package of moves could save roughly $300 million over the 2-year budget. The Evansville Regional Economic Partnership, or EREP, announced Tuesday it has hired Christy Powell as its new Community Development Director. In her new role, the organization said Powell will build relationships with local and state government, federal departments, not-for-profits, and other economic development agencies to bolster the region's investments and reputation as a business environment. Powell's appointment comes less than a month after EREP promoted Patrick Hickey to Economic Development Director. On the 100th day of her first term, Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry gave her first State of the City address Tuesday. Speaking at the Rotary Club of Evansville, the mayor touched on public safety, infrastructure, and education during her 45-minute speech, but the potential revitalization of Evansville landmark Mesker Amphitheater caught many people's attention. The amphitheater has been closed since 2012, but Terry said there could be movement and efforts to bring it back. TechPoint CEO Ting Guti is this week's guest on the Business Ambient podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.